Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, October the 18th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Special Counsel Robert Mueller now expected to reveal findings of his probe right after the November midterm elections. Also on the Thursday rundown, the poorest people pay the highest taxes in states like Nevada. And the Terminator fights gerrymandering. Topping our news, Special Counsel Robert Mueller expected to issue findings on core aspects of his Russia probe soon after the November midterms. Bloomberg reports that comes as Mueller faces intensifying pressure to produce more indictments or shut down his investigation. Specifically, according to Bloomberg, Mueller is close to rendering judgment on two of the most explosive aspects of the probe, whether there were clear indications of collusion between Russia and Trump's 2016 campaign, and whether the president took any actions that constitute obstruction of justice. Meantime, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein told the Wall Street Journal the Russia investigation has already revealed a multifaceted Russian effort to meddle in the 2016 U.S. elections. Nationwide, low-income people are paying much higher rates of taxes than high earners, and Catherine Davis Young reports Nevada's taxes are among the most unequal in the country. That's according to a new study.
The analysis by the nonpartisan Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy shows that on average, the poorest 20% of Americans spend about 50% more of their incomes on taxes than wealthy people do. Carl Davis, one of the study's authors, says Nevada's poorest taxpayers spend more than 10% of their income on taxes, but the highest earners pay barely 2%.
There's a bigger gap between rich and poor after those taxes are collected than before. So it's driving apart incomes that are already very far apart at the low and high ends of the income distribution.
Davis says major factors are sales tax and excise taxes, which get built into the prices of products like beer or gasoline. He says when states rely more on those flat taxes across the board and rely less on taxes based on income, poorer people end up giving away bigger proportions of their paychecks and get pushed deeper into poverty.
The study calls the majority of state and local tax systems in the U.S. fundamentally unfair. The study adds if issues of income equality persist, states may have difficulty raising revenue over time. Actor and former GOP Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger will headline a rally Saturday. He'll be promoting an anti-gerrymandering measure on the November ballot.
The Terminator will appear in Ann Street Plaza at 9:30 a.m. just before the Michigan-Michigan State football game. Katie Fahey with the group Voters Not Politicians says Proposal 2 would establish an independent, citizen-led redistricting commission in place of the current system that allows politicians to choose their voters, not the other way around.
Republicans were in charge of this most recent process, and even though we voted 50-50 for our congressional seat, we have 9 Republicans elected and only 5 Democrats elected. And when Democrats have been in charge of this process, we've seen similar results.
Fahey says as it stands now, the party in power has an incentive to draw strangely shaped districts that concentrate most of their opposition into the fewest districts possible, called packing, or they engage in cracking, where they split communities into multiple districts in order to dilute their power at the ballot box. Electoral districts are updated every 10 years, and the next one will be done in 2020.
Proposal 2 would establish a redistricting commission made up of 13 citizens, including Democrats, Republicans, and independents, who would be forced to hold public meetings and compromise when creating future voting districts. 4 types of California's native bumblebees could be wiped out if nothing is done, according to conservation groups who petitioned the state this week to put the bees on the endangered species list. Experts say the bees are in big trouble because habitat has been lost to housing and agriculture. Kim Delfino with the group Defenders of Wildlife adds that many bees are vulnerable to disease carried by non-native species brought in for pollination and to a class of pesticides.
The thing that's really tipped them over the edge is the widespread use of certain pesticides. You know, when a pesticide is applied, it takes everything out, including the beneficial insects like native pollinators like these bees.
She notes that the Crotch's bumblebee has declined by 98% from the historical numbers. The western bumblebee declined by 84%. And finally, a federal program vital to conservation efforts in Pennsylvania expired last month, but Andrea Sears tells us there is bipartisan support for its permanent authorization.
Since 1964, the Land and Water Conservation Fund has brought $315 million to support more than 1,500 projects in the Keystone State, preserving monuments such as Valley Forge and building local recreation areas. But Congress has frequently failed to spend money from the fund and missed the September 30th deadline for its reauthorization. According to John Walliser with the Pennsylvania Environmental Council, a bill to save the fund has broad bipartisan support.
We have the majority of the Pennsylvania congressional delegation signed on to legislation that would permanently reauthorize the fund and also fully appropriate it.
House Resolution 502, as it's known, would permanently reauthorize the fund. It is co-sponsored by 13 of Pennsylvania's 18 congressional representatives. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.